To those learning English as a second language, many expressions are surely met with puzzled looks. Today, American idiom instructor David Burke hosted a seminar to teach international students at UCLA how to break down American slang. You know what I mean? Julian De Ocampo has the word.
Dude, I'm literally so psyched right now. I'm freaking out. When most people think of slang, they think of the phrases youth use that quickly go in and out of style. But to American idiom expert David Burke, some expressions are timeless.
The truth is, who knows, groovy came back for a while. It came in, came out. So it's like clothing. It comes into fashion, goes out of fashion. But some clothing, like the button-down shirt, the tie, will always be here.
Burke, an instructor at UCLA's American Language Center, has spent years instructing second language learners in the expressions professors don't teach you in class. Part of the process is to break down the stiffness that many formerly taught English speakers arrive with.
It's the one thing that keeps every foreign student, every foreign visitor on the outside, looking in. They don't learn things like, yeah, uh-huh. They learn yes and no, not yep, uh-huh, nah, uh-uh. They don't learn that stuff.
Burke has published countless books on cultural idioms, lectured at universities, and stars in his own international children's television show. Burke mainly instructs on idioms he feels will never go out of style. Terms like, what's up, that's cool, or come on.
I told my mom, I've got an idea. I'm going to write books on American slang. And she said, David, we don't use slang. Come on. I said, come on, that's slang. And she goes, no way. Mom, that's slang. And she says, oh, come on, knock it off. Slang. So she goes, you know what, good point. We do use a lot of slang.
But Burke also understands that slang is a tricky thing to master for the uninitiated. Some cultures, for example, have little understanding of sarcasm. Burke hopes to create an environment where English learners can practice their slang without the social fears of embarrassing themselves. And for those struggling with speaking English in social situations, what he's doing is pretty cool, dude.